DeLauro voted, she says, reluctantly against the Murray-Ryan budget compromise, precisely because it does nothing to help the long-term unemployed. She brought together some of the people who will be affected for a discussion in Middletown. Felix Pagan says his benefits had already been reduced.
I went to go file for an extension, and they cut my benefits in half, well, not even half, 60%. You really can't live off that. Now with this, it's just unbelievable. You can't. As of the 28th, my benefits will be fully, completely cut.
That means, he says, no Christmas and no upcoming birthday for his son. Pagan was laid off from a car dealership, but he's going to school to get an engineering qualification. Middletown Mayor Dan Drew says if he has to drop out of school, that will be a waste.
You look at the human impact. You look at what this does to Felix, to his wife, to his child. If Felix had these benefits, he would have no problem to finish school, to make himself more marketable, to advance himself. And as he does that, he's going to have more opportunities for his child. It goes across the board.
DeLauro says extending unemployment benefits used to be something both parties agreed on in tough economic times.
As far back as the Eisenhower administration, extending UI benefits when the employment rate was in the 5 to 7% range was routine. It was routine. It just happened automatically.
She says she'll continue to fight to have unemployment compensation extended in a separate measure. 26,000 people in Connecticut will lose their benefits at the end of this month. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.